What a fucking pussy.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Hot daddies.
Yeah.
Man plus 40 plus 45.
Oh my God, this is so cool.
What kind of benefits do I gain?
Like, what's up with Hungarian men wearing skinny jeans all the time?
Sorry, but yeah, wow. Russian guys, situation looks like that.
Some guys texted me some things that I didn't really enjoy. And
hey guys, you are listening to Mushtar FM 89.6. I'm your host, Chris, and today we have Gossip Show, and I have a guest here. Hey, Anno.
Hello, Chris. Hello, everybody. Thank you for inviting me.
It will be not the regular gossip show. It will be romantic gossip show. We will gossiping about some romantic stuff that's going on in Nyíregyháza.
Okay, first of all, is there anything going on in Nyíregyháza?
I mean, it depends.
Yeah, I guess it depends on people.
Yeah, of course, something is going on, but I wanted to discuss Tinder. How does it work in Nyíregyháza? Have you tried to use Tinder or Bumble or any of dating apps here in Hungary and specifically in Nyíregyháza?
Yes, I have. But actually, when I first got here, 1 or 2 months later, I downloaded both and I started checking out all these Hungarian men. But to be honest, not that I'm very picky or anything, but there was nobody there because Tinder works only in the closed radius. So it only shows guys that live near to you. And I didn't really like anyone. I don't want to sound so mean, but yeah, I didn't really like anybody there. With Bumble, it's better because the radius is bigger, so there are more guys. I have never been on a date with a Hungarian man or through dating apps or anything like that. So I'm just checking it, but I gave up very, very easily and very, very soon.
Do you know that on Tinder you can change your settings and put the radius more than 10 kilometers or something, so it allows you to change it even though you don't have premium.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
but I matched with some of the guys on Bumble and I don't know, we were messaging, then one of them added me on Instagram and he's in Budapest, then he was like, hit me up when you're here, I want to take you out. I was like, yeah, sure. I think it's been 2 months and I haven't been to Budapest ever since. I mean, I didn't have time. Rest of them, there were three more, I guess. They were on Bumble, but I haven't been on Bumble ever since. So those conversations are still open. So
since you used this and since you saw a lot of men in the street in Nyíregyháza, what kind of opinion do you have towards Hungarian men?
The only opinion I have is that, and it's also a question to our dear listeners, what's up with Hungarian men wearing skinny jeans all the time? This is not okay. This is so unpleasant to the eye. It's just, gives me heart attack whenever I see. You see a guy, his face is nice, his butt is nice, and then you scan him from head to toe and you get to the legs and it's so skinny jeans, it's hard for them to breathe.
Sometimes I don't understand how they fit inside of these jeans.
Yeah. I think they grew up in these jeans and they sleep and they eat and I don't know, everything they do in these jeans.
Yeah,
no offense, by the way. But
yeah, of course, everything that we discuss here, it's only our personal opinion. It doesn't mean everybody looks the same we're discussing. Or of course, I saw a lot of guys who are beautiful and don't wear skinny jeans. I mean, it's nothing bad in skinny jeans if you combine them.
Yes, it's bad. Let's be straightforward, it's bad.
Okay, sense of fashion, it's not the best thing in Hungarian men's sight. So what else?
Also, lots of them work out.
Yeah, let's discuss some good things.
Yeah, all of them, all the people who work out, they don't skip leg day. And this is really, really good. I think I've never been that Not attracted, but I never paid too much attention to how men looked. Like, it was always more vibes for me. And even, I mean, I could always appreciate a nice looking guy, but their body was not something that I would be like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. But ever since I'm here and I see like more and more like athletic people, I'm like, oh, okay, that is attractive. Like, that's really beautiful. Yeah, and their legs. Like, I think I have a fetish for like muscled legs or something, but it's something that grabs my attention immediately. And for me, it's like one of two. Well, of course, it's not a very big thing, but I'm very attracted to either when men have like a straight, beautiful legs, like Pierre's legs.
Hello, Pierre.
Hello, Pierre. Or muscled legs, like very toned legs that you look at them and you're like, yeah, they work out.
Indeed, 100% about athletic men. And I would say, I would add to this information that you said, like hot daddies.
yeah.
Men plus 40 plus 45 do sport.
Yeah.
That's my
so attractive
guilty pleasure.
Yeah. I've
never saw that amount of hot daddies. Yeah, because let's say like I'm 27, I'm not attracted to men plus 40. I mean, attracted in the sense of building relationship with them, but just to watch them, you know, for the pleasure. Uh-huh. Here you can find a lot.
Lots of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're the main force of this gym bros, I think, because I said this a lot, and when men hit midlife crisis, they hit the gym at the same time. So
it's a good situation if they do that. I'm not sure in Russia it works in that way.
Yeah, neither in Georgia, I think.
So in this sense, it's super cool. I really appreciate it, and respect to all middle-aged guys from Hungary.
Yeah, we were in Budapest once, and we were on the subway, and this one hot, not even daddy, just grandpa, straight up grandpa walks into the subway, and he's so toned. He was either going home from the gym or he was going to the gym because he had this like equipment and stuff. We were like, oh my God, the whole way we're just staring at this grandpa, like, but he was not like grandpa, but he was in a very good shape. He had gray hair. I mean, the age was obvious, but he was in such a good shape. We're like, uh-oh. And just staring him down the whole way, like low-key harassing him with our eyes. But it was so attractive to see. And his legs were like, oh my God. And his arms and everything. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
You know, in Russian advertised, sometimes they use pictures of some hot grandpas. I was like, where do you find these people? Like, they don't live in Russia, okay? It doesn't look real. It doesn't look real. Like, where do you find these photos? And now I understand. So they took them from Hungary.
Yeah, could be true.
So let's discuss the difference between Georgian men or Russian men from my side and Hungarian men. How do you see the difference, the main difference? But I have to mention it. We're talking about appearance a lot because we don't have any chance to communicate with them. We don't know Hungarian yet.
Or
all our Hungarian is like nem tudok magyarul.
Hogy vagy?
Hogy hívnak? I think that's our maximum. So, but we're still learning.
Kerek egy cappuccino.
Oh yeah. And so, yeah, that's the reason why we're mainly talking about the appearance. It doesn't mean like we don't care about personality of people. Yeah, we care, but we don't have a chance to discover.
We don't really go out. We're both very, very old people. Yeah.
Yeah, babushkas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
and sometimes when I think about it, like it's been what, 8 or 7 months? Yeah, and we haven't done anything like very, very exciting here.
I mean, we had lots of great moments. But
in sense of to
dating.
Like get, yes,
yeah. Indeed.
I was gonna say getting no to culture, but that's what I meant. Yeah, I don't want to say anything bad. Like, I don't want to say rude, but for me, there are a lot of like beautiful men here, a lot of handsome men here, but it's very rare for me to see somebody on the street that I'm like, okay, he's handsome. In Georgia, I think we have more handsome men. Not that, oh, I'm Georgian, blah, 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 but I mean, realistically talking. Because to be honest, here also, I don't have this image of a Hungarian person in my mind. Like, it's really, really hard to create this image of what a Hungarian, like an average
typical look.
Yeah, average Hungarian looks like, because there are a lot of, some of them look very much Slavic, some of them look like very Romanian, some of them have this dark
Polish
skin.
Yeah, also Polish. It's, I think it's because the Nyíregyházo located in this area where it's mixed of everything.
Even in Budapest, I mean, Budapest, I see more foreigners than Hungarians, for me at least. But yeah, anyway, I don't have this clear image of an average Hungarian. Yeah, I'm talking what I see here in Nyíregyháza. It's rare to find a handsome man, but when you find like a handsome man, they're really handsome. They're either like naturally really, really handsome, or they're with the whole this like workout body and everything. They are very cool, so it's very attractive. But I guess in Georgia, it's more often you see a guy that it's like very handsome and.
But you mean naturally handsome or made himself a handsome?
There are a lot of naturally handsome men. Yeah, lots of them also are like very cool, blah, blah, blah. But also nature. I guess how to put this into words. Here it's very rare. For example, 2 out of 10, you see like a really handsome man here. In Georgia, I would say like 6 out of 10 are handsome. But
not
maybe
bad.
Their handsomeness, it's very stable in Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, he's handsome. But Hungarian handsome men are more handsome than Georgian average handsome men.
Oh my gosh, but that's so complicated.
Yeah, but there it's more often than you see somebody that you might feel attracted to. And especially for me, I mean, it's Georgia and I'm attracted to this like Caucasian looking man. So for me, it's better in Georgia. But
so everybody go to Georgia. Sharp.
No, I mean, I'm just talking purely by looks. Don't know nothing about personality. Otherwise, I'm going to go off on Georgian men and you don't want to do that. Yeah, it's definitely for me, at least it's definitely a lot of handsome men in Georgia. I don't know about personalities and their way of thinking. It's other thing, and we need a whole different show on that. Just me talking about Georgian men and how they think. What about Russians?
Oof, I have specific taste for men. I would say I stick with Caucasian-looking guys. Also, Turkish are attractive for me, but not all Turkish, because inside of Turkey, it's also a mix of everything. Yeah. What I like in a Turkish man, for example,
Which Turkish man are you attracted to those with? Like a very thick beard, and like black hair, and black, dark skin.
No. I like men with the beard, but...
Not that much.
Not that much, yes. not like a Taliban style. Yeah, and so since I like more like, let's say, dark guys, if we're talking about the color of the hair, even the color of the skin also can be a little bit brown, like milk chocolate. I also like
Kinder Surprise.
Oh my gosh. I also like Latin American guys. And since this is my type, kind of mixed, but more to the black, I would say I'm not really into European men.
Okay.
So, of course, there is a difference between Slavic and European men. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to generalize everything, so Slavic men, they are similar to European men, how they look like. I don't like Russian guys in a sense of attitude. Mm-hmm. I don't like their mindset at all. That's the reason why I don't date or why I don't go to dates with Russian guys. So, and since I've never been in a date with a Hungarian man, I cannot say about the difference, how they are different.
Just the looks.
Yeah, just if we're talking about looks, I think in Russia we have handsome guys, and also here I've noticed a lot of handsome guys, so we were talking about this. They are really sporty. Yeah, maybe the only minus, it's sense of fashion. But yeah, you can correct it somehow.
I think it's
genetic.
At this point, they're seeing the amount of people wearing those skinny, skinny, tight genes. It's like they're bleeding through those genes.
So I wanted to discuss this Tinder stuff a little bit more. So yesterday was kind of lonely evening and I opened Tinder.
Yeah, I noticed.
I was sharing the applications of guys that I was attracted to with you. You can see them. It's a little gossip around us. The thing that I noticed, so I want to say the statistic. From yesterday evening, I was using this, I don't know, about 40 minutes, 1 hour. I wasn't swiping everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. I was swiping just people who were around me, like 1 kilometer, between 1 kilometer and 10 kilometers away from me. So it means they live in Nyíregyházo or maximum in Debrecen. And also I was swiping the people who I really find somehow attractive. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not like 100% my type, but somehow they're attractive for me. So, and I got 14 matches. And out of these 14 matches, I had 6 dialogues. And these dialogues were initiated by men, which is good. Mm-hmm. And I really surprised because the first difference between Russian Tinder and Hungarian Tinder that I have noticed, this thing about starting a dialogue. So in Russia, men start dialogues, mm-hmm. but mainly these dialogues like, hey, or some emoji or I don't know, something not related to your personality. Here, men trying to send you something at least related to the situation, probably because of my case. They can see that I'm in Nyíregyházo, but at the same time, they can see I'm a foreigner. And it's not a common situation, foreigner in Nyíregyházo. And they're trying to ask me, like, what I'm doing in Nyíregyházo? Or do I really stay here? Or do I really live here? It's kind of a surprise for them that I, as a foreigner, live in Nyíregyházo. Because
there's only 5 of us.
And through this information, we can have a proper conversation. So we can start our dialogue. In Russia, even man starts dialogue, it's not going anywhere if you're not supported, like if you're not going to ask any other questions related to personality of this man. So I had kind of experiment when I had a lot of matches, and out of these matches, I think the statistic was like 100 matches. Out of 100 matches, I get just 10 conversation started by man. At that time, I was checking the conversion, how many men will right first if I'm not initiating the conversation. So in this case, I also was checking like how many of them will start the conversation if I'm not the person who is initiating the conversation. And for me, it's nothing bad in the situation when I initiate the conversation. I'm not that kind of girl who say like I'm never texting first or something like that. No, I just for have the clear statistic and compare Russian and Hungarian
Tinder. We're doing a research here.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to Georgian guys, like I don't have any experience with Tinder or Bumble or any dating apps in Georgia, God forbid if that happens. Because I was telling Chris before the recording, I'm probably going to see somebody that I know, like my uncle or anyone, like this on dating apps, and it's not going to be good. But in the sense of texting and initiating a conversation, if guy likes you, he for sure is going to initiate a conversation in Georgia and he will not back down. That's what I mean. But also if you initiate conversation, that's even cooler because they're not used to. I think no man is ever used to a woman being the one who takes the first step.
Yeah, in Russia it's not that common also.
Yeah, and especially in Georgia also. So, yeah, I think if you want to have something with a Georgian man, it's really, really easy to have because they will not say no.
Yeah, they're super supportive in that sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next, I want to talk about the description on the profiles.
Yours or theirs?
Theirs.
Okay.
I'm the person who often start the conversation. Like I told you before, it's nothing for me. I mean, it's even cool to initiate conversation. And I always try to write something based on the profile, on the description of the person. Mm-hmm. If I see this person...
Couch surfing style.
If I see this person travels a lot, I would write something related to traveling, like ask about the favorite country, favorite destination, next destination, whatever. If I see that he has, I don't know, pets or something like that, I would base my first
opening
message on this information. And of course, I'm struggling if they don't put anything in the description. So guys, if you're listening to know that you have to put something on your description.
I don't think I have anything on my description because I don't know.
That's super bad because how you can know the person? Just by look at the pictures.
Conversation. You cannot know a person when you look at their
Tinder. But you at least have to start conversation with
something. Yeah, I know, but I just don't know what to write. Like, what should I say? Yeah, me neither, Tazu. What does your profile look like? What do you have in the description?
So in my profile, I have
bomb-ass pictures. That's
of course. Enough. Of course, that's obligatory to have your best pictures. I have 7 pictures on my profile. Most of them are from travels that I did, and you can clearly see how I look like. Also, I have a few pictures where I wear swimsuit, which I honestly regret about it, that I put them there because a lot of guys, they start their conversation, their opening line, like, oh, you have beautiful smile and your pictures where you're wearing swimsuit are so nice.
Wow.
It's like, oh my gosh, out of these 7, you pick just these 2 where I wear swimsuit.
When I say also, I put a picture up, not related to Tinder. This is a little story outside of our show. I posted a picture, the last picture I posted on my Instagram story. I was not topless, but I was just wearing my bra. And some guys texted me some things that I didn't really enjoy. And then that I thought about it. It's like maybe somebody thinks that if I post something a little bit, I don't know, sexy or something, it's for somebody or to get a guy's attention. And it's not like. Everything that I post, no, honestly, like recently I noticed myself that I post a little bit more, I don't know, not hot, but a little bit outgoing stuff, so to say. Everything I post for the girls. Like everything I do is for the girlies and
what do you mean?
For my friends. But I mean it like really honestly, like everything, like I choose my picture so the girls will like it because they know how to Instagram and they know what's beautiful and what's not. Like, I don't care. I don't post my ass on Instagram to see, I don't know, some men that I've talked to only
twice.
Are
you honest right now?
I'm being 100% honest.
Okay.
Okay. Because I like beautiful pictures and I know that my friends and the girls that I have on Instagram, they also love it. So that's
they will
exactly,
appreciate
yeah.
It. But that's everybody exactly. appreciate it. Yeah,
yeah,
can,
yeah.
yeah.
And that's,
more.
That's the downside. But the thing is that I don't have anyone in my life right now that I like. When I have somebody, of course, I'm going to post for them and make some pictures, then take some pictures that in my mind I will be like, okay, let's see if he saw and blah, blah, blah. But right now, when I don't have anyone that I like.
You mean as nonverbal communication.
Yeah, yeah. When you're not interested in somebody and there are those guys that are like, oh, you look so beautiful. Like, get out. Like, don't. I don't want that.
Lately, I will read the dialogue that I had yesterday with one guy. And yeah, you will understand me in that sense. So back to my profile. About me, the description. Hey, I'm Chris. My biggest passion is travel and talk to people. That's the reason why I have visited 38 countries and started my own podcast. I'm easygoing and calm person, love coffee and sunsets in the beautiful places.
So romantic, Chris.
Yeah. And today I add there, like at the end of my profile, I will explain why. I add the sentence, Nem tudok magyarul. Sorry for that.
You should have added, but I'm learning in Hungarian.
Yeah, but that will provocate the conversation in Hungarian and I'm not able to answer. So this is my description. So out of it, you can understand what kind of conversation you can have with me at the beginning. So what we can take from here to start the conversation. Mm-hmm. Let's take the man's side. You can ask me what is my favorite country.
Switzerland.
Yeah, Switzerland. So then you can ask me what kind of coffee do I like.
Cappuccino.
Oh my gosh, Anna.
I'm filling the application to be your boyfriend.
You can apply, we can think about your candidate. So then, what else? You, of course, obviously, you can ask about my podcast. One of my match did that and I sent him a link. So it's a great place to build the communication, strong communication, I would say. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody interested on something that I'm doing that mm-hmm. is valuable for me, automatically I will look at that person as
a... get a thumbs up.
Yeah. And about the last sentence where I said, like, I don't speak Hungarian. A lot of matches start their conversation in Hungarian because I don't think so. It's obvious that I'm not from here, from Hungary. Even though I write everything on my profile in English, it's not obvious. Like, I'm not from here. I'm not Hungarian. Yeah. And they start to talk with me in Hungarian. Of course, I can put these sentences in a translator and answer to them something, but we cannot build the real communication. And I had a case like this. We were chatting with one guy. He seemed interesting to me, and I almost went to the date with him. But when I asked him, like, where are we gonna meet? He said, like, I'm so sorry. The problem is my verbal communication is bad. Like, I don't speak English very well. And I was like, can you rate yourself? Like, what kind of knowledges do you have? Like, out of 10, he said 3. And of course, like, what we can talk about? I think that's the other problem why we don't have any communication with locals, because not all of them, they are able to speak English.
Yeah,
but we're not judging to anybody. But what I would like to say good about the applications on Tinder, a lot of them, they have description, and it's good because that gives me an idea how to start the conversation. And I think you will be surprised by that. When I was using Tinder in Russia, I hate to do this because it gives me a lot of frustration, mostly because the applications of Russian men, they have a habit of putting on their profiles list of characteristics that women have to have.
Uh-huh. That they're looking for.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And for you and you guys who are listening to it, understand me better, I will read one typical Russian profile on Tinder. Kirill, 27 years old, lives in Ulyanovsk, which is in the north of Russia, a small city. So
lives with mom and dad.
Yes, 100% it's like that, but he didn't mention it on his profile. So first, I'm easygoing and funny. Here's he mentioned his height. I don't know why. Is it a big of a deal for a man to mention their height?
Yes.
Okay. I think I fit every man because I'm 155. Mm-hmm. And the only worst case scenario is that man to 2 meters high. That's not really comfortable, but any other height, it's okay for me. So next, in the Kirill's profile. Requirements for women. You have to be no less than 170 centimeters.
Wait, he has this specific height for a woman also?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You have to earn no less than 1,000 euro per month.
Oh my God.
You have to be less than 55 kilograms.
What a fucking pussy.
You have to be cute, nice, and funny. You shouldn't have male friend.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of female friends.
Also.
No pets, no kids. Virgin. Less than 5 previous partners.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to ask for a virgin.
He give you discount. Like 5.
Yeah.
Then you have to be free no less than 6 days per week.
What? And make 1,000 euro on monthly basis.
Sure.
With just one day of work.
You're right. And also your age have to be more than 22 years old.
That guy is gay.
No, he's a gamer.
Is a gay, closeted gay, and he cannot come out. He hasn't even come out to himself. This is my word, and you can cut my head off on it.
I would like to agree But it's too good to be true, you know? I mean, this gay situation, you put a lot of restrictions for do not have anybody attracted to you.
No, I'm just saying that it's he probably isn't even saying it out loud to him, even to himself. It's that closeted, and it's just, you know, when you're not like, you know, but when you're gay and you grew up in the environment where it's like masculine. A scene, and yeah, you have to be very, very masculine, you have to be a man and stuff. This hatred grows inside you, and this hatred towards everybody and especially women. Yeah, he is gay. Kirill, you are gay.
It's too good to be true. I really want to say, like, you're right, but you don't, because that's the average Russian.
Everybody's gay. And I love it also, because it's such a, what is, you're gay, it's nothing, right? But for them, it's such a big insult. It's like the worst thing you can ever say to them.
Yeah, I mean, we're tolerant, and now we're talking about gays, because this application seems restricted.
Yeah, I meant like this Eastern people, Eastern men, especially.
But unfortunately, that's the average Russian Tinder application. Sorry, but Russian guys, situation looks like that. I don't know where does it come from, but men really think like this description, like, I'm funny and easygoing, my height is. It's enough, enough for build the conversation. It's enough for be on this website and find any kind of partner. It could be just one night stand. It could be a long-term relationship. Doesn't matter what you're looking for, but still, you cannot put on your description some requirements when you don't describe yourself.
Yeah.
Even though you describe yourself. Here is not
how
a
many
market.
Of that requirements, how many of that requirements does he meet? Does he make more than 1,000 a year, and does he have 6 days off per
that's
week?
That's super interesting question. Like, who you are? You give me these requirements, like, who you are. I don't even know who you are. Like, are you a billionaire? You are super intellectual, you can support all my conversations or whatever. Like, what kind of benefits do I gain?
Nothing.
Just because you are you, or?
Yeah. The man.
Yeah.
For a Georgian man, it would be definitely virgin. What do you mean? Like, five partners? What do you mean? But of course, I'm talking about like the mass and not
progressive.
I'm very, very careful when it comes to when I decide to like bash on Georgian men, because I don't want to bash on like my friends and my generation, because they're really good. And I would definitely be virgin. There wouldn't be anything about money. Of course, it would be good, but they don't care. And what else was there? Yeah, heights, definitely not more than them, but no such restriction on heights. Yeah, nobody's gonna tell you, no, 6 days off. Yeah, probably a little bit of restriction on male friends, but nothing about females.
That's insane. So, and I really appreciate Hungarian men that they don't do this shit.
Yeah.
That's big.
Well, maybe they do. We just cannot understand Hungarian.
No. I translated the whole Hungarian descriptions and nothing close to this. So I cannot speak for everyone, but at least these 14 matches or even some other profiles that I skipped to the left. So they didn't have this. My conclusion about the Hungarian Tinder, and specifically in the Tinder in Nyíregyháza, it can work out, and there are good men, for sure. Just our personal problem, them to Doc Magarul.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In every situation.
Sadly, but we're learning. Uh-huh. And maybe at the end of our project, we're going to have some dating experience. Maybe. So we will keep you updated. Thank you guys for listening. And it was Mushtar FM 89.6. Me, Chris. And my favorite guest, Anno, and it was a gossip show.
Thank you, thank you. Bye-bye, guys. Stay safe.
So, bye, guys. Bye. See you, talk.